figure out what's going on, but you got the whole list of what's happening. And the first event's the Run and Walk for the Whales coming up February 10th, right?
Yes. So this is the 38th annual Maui Whale Festival. So it's a series of events, a lot of different things going on, and hopefully to appeal to a lot of different audiences. So we've got a lot of free events going on for the community, and then we've got some fundraising events. But lots of fun for all ages, great educational opportunities to connect with the community, and to celebrate whales that migrate to Maui every year. You know, we're expecting 12,000 humpback whales this, this season, which is amazing. But our overall goal is to build awareness for the protection of their ocean habitat through a series of educational, fun, and inspiring events.
Okay, so let's talk about the whale run.
The run.
Yep. That's a really, it's grown and grown and grown.
Yeah.
And about, what, 5 years ago you started having it at the location where you are.
Yeah, and we had over 800 people participate last year.
Wow.
Our goal for this year is to make it even more walker and runner friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So all ages can participate, and the way that we're doing that is by making it safer than ever. So we're actually closing a lane of the highway this year.
Wow.
So that's a first, but it's going to make it a lot safer for everyone.
So you start at what time?
7 a.m. And this year, actually, all of the races start at the same time.
Wow, that's unusual. And it's right at the Harbor Shops in Wailea there.
Yeah, starts and ends at the Maui Harbor Shops.
And so tell me the different, I know you cover a lot of categories. What do you cover?
So this year, there's a 1 mile, a 5K, 10K, or Maui's only 11.5 mile course.
Wow.
Yeah. So basically, that
new,
one goes.
That's a brand new.
That's new, yeah. And that goes down to basically down to Sugar Beach. That's where they turn around, yeah.
That's wonderful. So you start at the shops at Mailea and go up to the highway?
Yeah, everyone goes down Haole Street and then out past the harbor and then down the highway. And then I guess it would be North Kihei Road to Sugar Beach and back. It's the longest one. But yeah, lots of routes to choose from.
And what are the I know you always like to have keiki events that are fun as well.
Yeah, so, you know, they would choose the shorter one, which is really just down the street and back, but it's an opportunity to get them involved. We also have Ocean Camp happening that day, so if there's parents that are runners and want to do the full run, that's an option for their kids to have some fun as well. And then when everyone gets back, we have the post-run breakfast. This year we also have a DJ. We have some of our eco partners there with booths. And we have everyone receiving a medal and a T-shirt and lots of great prizes. So it's meant to be more of like a celebration afterwards to keep kind of keep people around and encourage spectators to come out and everyone to kind of join in the celebration, even if you're not taking part in the run or walk.
Well, you know, we're really talking about just almost a month and a week away right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So registration has been open for a while. And it's good to register in advance because I know it increases as you wait.
Oh, does
closer it? To, yes.
Like what? Tell me.
I'm not sure exactly how much it increases, but I know that it's advantageous to register well in advance for those events. And I think that avid runners are used to that.
Oh, sure, because they've got to get in shape for it.
Yeah.
Especially if they're doing the long one, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We have a tie-in, you know, in our show on January 6th, which we'll talk about later, but one of Jim Loomis's poems, whom we'll set in a stage composition, is called Beluga Whales.
Ah,
there you
beluga.
Go.
Well, there you go.
He spells it Beluga Whales, W-A-I-L-S. So it's a little play on words there.
Well, but, you have a bunch of people coming in.
Yeah, yeah. It's wonderful reaching out to all the diverse artists we have on Maui.
Yeah.
But it starts, new eyes of beluga since eyes two, smile, upper lip, delighted, roll up eyes, saw a pair in a pool at a zoo, look just like me, and squeak in my itty bitty high notes too.
Cute.
And they have amazing song, don't they? The
yeah, oh,
I love beluga whales.
Unbelievable.
Do they change their song every year? Is that? Oh, you used to believe that their whale changed every year, but I'm not sure if that's true. They keep finding more and more out all the time.
Yeah, because it's such a complex language.
It is.
Such a wide range.
And sometimes there's certain songs that are in certain parts of the hemisphere, yeah. and other hemispheres have different songs. And but, you know, it's really a wonderful event. Hey, Tom, how are you? Good to see you. Pull up a chair.
Well, you could sure hear the whales singing yesterday underwater
really?
In Wailea.
Were you out there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I usually lean in to talk, but I'm leaning back today. I'm trying to sit as far away as I can from you. It's like I'm leaning way back. I don't want to get anyone sick. But you know, this is such a wonderful event, and people love your T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your logo this time. It's a,
well,
I like them all.
We have really great graphic designers, yeah.
Yeah, so this is on the T-shirt. What do they get, mm-hmm. and what does it cost?
I don't have the costs in front of me. So that's all on our website. But they do get the breakfast, they get the medals and the T-shirt, chance to win great prizes.
And MauiWhaleFestival.org. MauiWhaleFestival.org is the place to go for all the information.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say that a few times. So it starts at 7:30.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. 7 o'clock in the
mm-hmm.
morning.
Mm-hmm.
You get your forms and sign up online?
Yes. Yeah, all of that info is at MauiWhaleFestival.org.
Good.
Yeah.
How many people? You don't know how many people have signed up.
I don't know yet. I know last year was 800, so we're hoping for even more, and that's kind of the goal in making it more walker-friendly, really, is what it is, for people who, you know, aren't avid runners. Well, you can still participate, and it's nice and safe because we've closed that lane.
So give me a breakdown of what different runs you have that day on February 10th.
So the 1 mile, the 5K, the 10K, and Maui's only 11.5 mile course.
Okay. Are you going to do any entertainment at the end?
Yeah, there we have a DJ.
Good.
Yes.
And you got a cool T-shirt.
Yes, of course.
And some nice prizes, and everyone gets a medal.
Yeah.
Almost makes me want to do it.
Well, you should.
I should. I'll do the one when you walk to the end of the block.
There you go.
That's a child one, right? I can do the child one. I'm not a runner. I'm a walker.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. My watch has been keeping me walking much more. 10,000 steps a day.
That's good.
Up to 3 miles a day, but not today.
No. Today you should be kicking your feet up.
I take it easy today. Okay, so that's the first part. February 11th, the next day on a Sunday, through the 24th, is the online auction for whales. What's that?
So that's something we've been doing annually. We shifted to an online format a few years back, whereas it used to be like a live auction. Well, not a live auction, but also like a silent auction in the park. So now we've switched it to online. We've got traditionally in the past couple of years over 12,000 bids from around the world.
Wow.
So it's allowed people that aren't on Maui to bid on all of these items, and it's a great fundraising
12,
tool for
000?
Us.
12,000? That's
12, huge. 12,000 bids, yes. And we're over 100 items. So, but I think we had, last year we had about 120 items. So we're
in
collection
who's in charge
right
of
now.
Getting, oh, you're just doing it. You're in charge of getting all that
luckily
together.
I have some great volunteers to help me.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
So basically, you're just on the phone. But
yeah, you know, we have a lot of supporters that are there every year, you know, that mm-hmm. help us out with items.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And then a couple of days afterwards, on February 13th, is the online chat with the experts. What's mm-hmm. that about?
So that is basically a room full of researchers and experts, and we'll also probably have some that are calling in from around the world, but it's a live stream discussion, so you can watch it on YouTube and you can also ask questions while it's happening live, and so they'll be discussing different projects that are going on right now that Pacific Whale Foundation you know, our researchers are focusing on, but also whale research from other parts of the world.
You do a lot in Australia.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lot of discussion on current projects and issues facing our ocean's health. But it's an opportunity for people not only to watch the conversation, but also to interact with the researchers and ask questions.
You did an amazing film last summer about the plastic in the ocean.
Yeah, and if you want to jump into the film festival,
sure.
We actually have a very similar film. It's called Blue. And that has been screening across Australia and tackles a lot of very relevant issues that are facing the ocean right now. So one of them being marine debris, which is what we were talking about with the plastic ocean. So that and then, you know, illegal fishing, shark finning, entanglement, and a lot of the projects that Pacific Whale researchers and conservation team kind of work on day to day behind the scenes. But Blue is a great film, and that's going to be our feature film at the World Whale Film Festival.
Where's that going to be at?
That's at the Kanapali Beach Hotel on February 16th.
Free.
A free event. Definitely, if you want to save a seat, there's an RSVP form on our website at mauiwhalefestival.org. Mm-hmm. I think we've already got over 100 people RSVP'd for that event, and I can fit maybe 225 in the room. So
is it in the ballroom there? Do you have the big room? Or?
It's not the hugest room. We were hoping to have it outside at their luau venue.
You could talk to Tom. He's done a lot of outside films. He can tell you what the challenges are of outside films. Weather and et cetera.
And hosting a free event.
It can be, Yeah, you have to manage a lot, but it's nice, but you never know. That's on February 16th, a couple days after Valentine's Day. Is that a what day of the
weekend? A Friday.
It's a Friday. Well, that's a good day to go.
Yeah.
And also on the day, something really super, you know, I love John Cruise.
Yeah.
I'm a huge, huge fan of John. And I kind of a friend. He used to have a radio show here. But he's going to do a concert cruise that same day, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we have concert cruises.
Is that out of Lahaina or out of Malaya?
I believe that John is going out of Lahaina. So February 16th to 18th is a series of concert cruises. So we have John Cruise on the Friday. Then on the Saturday, we have Barry Flanagan and Eric Gilliam. And we also have the Banana Slug String Band. So that's a cakey concert cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Sunday is Amy Gilliam.
Nice. I love all these people.
Yeah.
And this is, that's out of Motley Harbor. Doesn't say where the Hapa one is out of. So you'd have to go to mauiwhalefestival.org. Yeah.
Some are out of Lahaina, some are out of Ma'alaya.
Because these are really good. Now, you know, I know you do really good prices anyway, but what is it to do a cruise with a singing person like?
I think it's around $90, but our members always save 20%. And same with events like our benefit gala that we're putting on. You know, members save 20% on tickets to our events as well.
It might be a good idea to do that. To become a member.
Absolutely. I mean, you get a free whale watch when you sign up, so it really works out.
And have you been out this year?
I haven't been out this year. No, I've just seen them from land.
I haven't seen them at all. Are they out there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I saw one yesterday.
How exciting.
Yeah. I love it. From my paddleboard. It was really cool.
From your paddleboard?
Yeah.
Out of Malaya side?
Wailea.
How fun is that? Wow. It's always a thrill. I never get tired of that. So that's the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Different days, different harbors. John Cruise, Hapa, Malaya Harbor Party with Amy Gilliam, concert cruise. Does that include any food or anything, or is that just the...
Yeah, they include food as well. So the Malaya Harbor Party is another event. But so the 17th is the gala event.
Yes, that's a big one. This is brand new this year.
Yes, it's our first ever benefit... gala event, but it's also an important one because it's benefiting five cetaceans that are currently facing extinction.
Which five are those?
So those five. Let me get in this here. So that is the Maui dolphin, which is actually located in New Zealand.
Really?
Yes.
Why is it called the Maui dolphin in New Zealand?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know either. That's interesting.
And then the Arabian Sea humpback whale, which is in Oman.
I could see where that could be facing extinction.
The Chilean blue whale, the Hawaiian false killer whale, and the vaquita.
I've never heard of the vaquita.
Yes. Oh, well, there's actually a film on CNN right now about the vaquita that I just watched the other day. It's a very interesting film. There's some interesting controversy kind of around that animal right now. But, I mean, there's very few of them left. I think maybe 30.
What?
Yeah. So
that's terrible.
All of these cetaceans are definitely in need of our assistance, and so any funds raised through that event are directly benefiting these five cetaceans. So we're actually sending checks around the world to support each one of these animals.
Well, we have to bring up the obvious. For years and years and years, the most popular outdoor event was your Whale Day, and it was like the biggest thing, and it was free, and 20 to 25,000 people would come. And you'd spend hundreds of thousands of dollars putting it all on.
Yeah.
And you didn't even break even, right?
No. And I mean, when you look at the man hours that went in, we definitely didn't break even. So,
mm-hmm. So it must have been a hard decision. It's the first year, so there's no whale day.
Yeah, you know, we're not ruling it out for future years. Mm-hmm. It just didn't make sense for this year. Mm-hmm. We're looking to try some other things, and you know, having smaller crowds will allow us to have conversations and
do more education,
more interaction and education, and you know, it's the humpback whales are doing great.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, and we still want to protect the oceans. We want to protect their habitat. But we're also looking at other ways that we can help animals that are in need.
Mm-hmm.
And so this benefit gala is one of those efforts.
Well, this is a big deal. It's this year you're doing it at the beautiful Mara Monroe House.
Yeah.
King Kamehameha Golf Course main room up there.
It's in the Waikapu Ballroom.
The Waikapu Ballroom.
Yeah, gorgeous. Beautiful view. And it really fits with our masquerade theme. So it's an opportunity to get dressed up. You know, I feel like we have a lot of fancier events on Maui, but they're often kind of island style.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, you know, you can wear a nice black dress and you can have your fun mask on, and the venue definitely suits it.
What day of the week is that again? February
17th? That's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday night, and Peter Cater is going to play.
Yes, and he was just nominated for his 13th Grammy Award.
I know. I hope he gets it this time.
Yeah.
He'll be going to New York. I will too. Jan 24th, the award 60th year is going to be in New York on Sunday the 28th.
Cool.
So maybe by then he'll be
Grammy
Award winner. Peter
Cater.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
Guy's brilliant. I love his music. You know Peter. He came to the party. He's been to the party, right? Very talented guy. Really good. I love his music. Okay, so that's that. February 18th. You have the Amy Gilliam concert. I've lost track of the days. What day is February 18th?
That's Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Yeah, so we have a harbor party in Ma'alaya that day. So that's another free event for the community.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have food trucks, live music. So we have a DJ, we have Eric Gilliam, we have the Banana Slug String Band.
Oh, good.
And we have the Haiku Hillbillies. We also have Manutea Nui'i with a performance there.
You got some good music for
We have a few Made on Maui vendors for like a mini
Made on Maui marketplace.
Well, this
is kind of like a little Whale Day mini party, right?
Kind of, yeah. And then education for the kids. We'll have Maui Ocean Center there with their touch tank. Yeah, lots of fun stuff going on. So yeah, it does have a lot of similar aspects that World Whale Day did. So if people are missing that and want to come.
Plus you can park there.
Yeah, lots of parking. Yeah.
Because it had gotten to the point, it was so huge, you couldn't park at the other place anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 24th, the big whale count.
Yes.
It's huge.
Yeah, this is the 29th year that Pacific Whale Foundation has been hosting the Great Whale Count.
And you get people all around the island?
Yeah. I'm not super involved in that one, but it's, you know, setting up at different locations around the island. And tallying it all up, and then the next day they have a specialty cruise where they announce the results of the whale count.
You're going to have to get an app for that. Wouldn't that be fun to have an app for that?
Yes.
People could just all put it right in the app right there.
That would be good.
Kind of fun to watch. Well, this is going to be super busy, and I do recommend people go to MauiWhaleFestival.org. MauiWhaleFestival.org, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, there's
and,
a lot to
do. You know, we've
from.
Been waiting to after Christmas, because a lot of times people don't think of
you
things
can't see
after
past
Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. So now we're past Christmas.
Yeah.
We really have to focus on all the events you're doing. And there's a lot of them. And I'm glad we made it straight or got it a little bit straightened out about why no World Whale Day this year. Not ruling it out for the future. But if you like the idea of it, you can go to the Malai Harbor Party on February 18th and enjoy that, right?
Yeah. And Maui Whale Festival, you know, we're trying to offer a lot to choose from. So we just want it to be a month of celebration. However you celebrate it, let's celebrate the whales and encourage people to care about the ocean.
I love the fact that you're doing that day free and also World Whale Film Festival free in Kaanapali.
Yeah, we have a couple of things happening for kids at the Kihei Library as well. So we have a performance there, and then we have special story time with an author who a lot of her books focus on, you know, the whales and dolphins.
Who's that?
Jill McBarnett.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
It's children's books?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
kids
I read
like
her
that.
Books to my little girls.
How old is your girl now?
She's 10 months.
So it was her first Christmas.
Yes.
Did she recognize the tree as the tree and everything?
She loves the tree. Oh, she loves the sparkly ornaments and all of that. But, yeah, presents, you know, it's more about playing with the box and the present itself.
Yeah,
so.
definitely.
But her swing was a hit.
Well, that's important. That's real important. That's nice. You'd have one, if you have one gift that's a hit,
exactly,
you're doing good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in, Maureen. I really appreciate it.
Thanks,
I know
for
you've been
me.
Super, super busy.
Yeah.
And it's
course.
Been hard coordinating my schedule and yours, but I appreciate you coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'll come in anytime.
We'll be talking more.
Absolutely.
We'll be talking more as we get into February, like actually later January before the run.
Yeah.
It's
we'll
an amazing series of events.
It is. There's
like
a lot of work in that.
Just listening to the administration of it. Yeah.
It's a very busy month. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
How many volunteers are there, actually?
I mean, we have hundreds of volunteers. Yeah. And I try and get them involved wherever we can.
And that makes a difference.
It does. Major difference, right? Yeah, it's very helpful.
There's a lot of people that come out just for, and visit the island just for your whale festivals and your whale events and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I know the run has, the last few years, been a virtual run and people could see it and they were doing runs in other places in the world.
Yeah, we try and connect with people if they can't, even if they can't be on Maui, you know, trying to look at different ways that we can do that.
Mm-hmm. It's been kind of fun to watch people pick up on the idea.
Yeah, and things like the online chat with the experts. I mean, you can be anywhere in the world and take part in that, or our online auction.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've worked really hard to get everything virtual, too. I remember how many years it was of you trying to get everything. It's a lot of work to get that all going, you know. So, yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Maureen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you in the next few weeks, okay?
All right. I hope you feel better soon.
Thanks so much. Good talking to you.